Books on Tape presents Never the Bride by Renee Gutteridge and Cheryl McKay. Read by Kirsten Potter. For those who fear the surrender of their purple pens. Chapter 1. You don't know me yet, so there is no reason you should care that I'm stuck on a highway with a blowout. But maybe we can relate to each other. Maybe you can understand that when I say, everything goes my way, I'm being sarcastic. Not that I'm usually dependent on such a primitive form of communication. I'm actually not very cynical at all. I'm more of a glass half full of vitamin-infused water person. Sometimes I even believe that if I dream something, or at least journal it, it will happen. But today, at 8:45 in the morning, as the sun bakes me like a cod against the black top of the Pacific Coast Highway, I'm feeling a bit sarcastic. It's February, but hotter than normal, which means a long, hot California summer is ahead, the kind that seems to bring out the beauty in blondes and the sweat glands in brunettes. I am a brunette. Not at all troubled by it. I don't even have my hair highlighted. I own my brunetteness, and always have, even when sun-in was all the rage. And it can't be overstated that chlorine doesn't turn my medium chestnut hair green. Actually, it's the copper, not the chlorine, that turns hair green. But that's a useless trivia fact I try to save for speed dating. I'm squatting next to my flat tire, examining the small rip. Holding my hair back and off my neck with one hand, I stand and look up and down the road, hoping to...